Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Tales from the watering hole. Spooky. Kidding. Let's see. Give you guys an update here on what's happening with Tugga. So, let's see. Last night, the widow came over and we decided that we were going to go over to a costume party at the watering hole. Your buddy Tugga took first place. Boom. What can I say? Well, you know, I tell you what. We did the couples. They had two things. A couples and a individual. And, of course, I'm up there with Widow. And she's looking beautiful. She's in a beautiful dress. No, I'm not going to post any pictures. Tell you, Widow's a blondie. You know your buddy, Tugga. He likes them blondies. But, anyways, I'm in the full regalia, man. I got the Templar Knight outfit, but it's actually the Apprentice Templar, so it's black. And I got the helmet, I got the sword, looking tits. So, okay, looking good. So anyways, as they're up there, there's what? Probably 10 to 12 of us couples up there and goes through the judging. And gotta tell you, Widow looked beautiful. She looked beautiful. But all the compliments were on my outfit. Because, you know what? It was a good fucking outfit. Later on, I'm out having a smoke at the watering hole. And let me see if I can set this up proper for you. I'm out having a smoke. Widow doesn't smoke, but she hangs out with me. She's a good woman. She likes me. No, I'll never get married again. Even if I find a fucking unicorn, I will not capture that fucking unicorn. I will not tie myself down to anybody at all. Because, well, the only one I'm tying myself down to is Yahshua, Christ, and God. That's it. Anything else on this fucking plane of existence isn't worth my time. Everything here is death, destruction. The only thing that is life is Christ and God. And I tell you how blessed I am. Well, how blessed are you? Well, I'll get into that in just a minute on a few things that happened. But anyways, let's see. So I walk in the full regalia with the helmet on. People are like, who the hell's that? You know? And I sit down at a table with Widow, and I take my helmet off, and people go, holy shit, what a great costume. Multiple people just walked up. What a great fucking costume. So anyways, go out for a smoke. Widow comes with me. That bitch that I told you about up there that was kissing on the older guys that that we had exchanged numbers for a bit, and I said, oh, is that your dad? You know, fucking whore. But anyways, she snagged this fat fucking retard, right? Somebody that she can control. So she's a whore. I'm sitting there, me and Widow are outside talking and stuff, and I hear cunt bag, I'll call her cunt bag because that's fitting, pipe up, and because she was having a conversation apparently with somebody else, and she goes, yeah, well, I'll make him do it. He can pay for it. And I'm like thinking to myself, dude, You are in over your fucking head. You are in with the spirit of Jezebel. And I gotta tell you, although that woman's cute, that juice ain't worth the squeeze. I kept my mouth shut. Sometimes you gotta fucking learn lessons. This guy's like pushing 300 pounds. I'm sitting there, I'm fucking laughing my ass off. Because when I thought this woman was potentially a decent woman, and I quickly found out she's just another fucking whore, I sit here and I laugh my ass off. So I go out later. She kind of gives me this look and she walks in. She's got a costume on. And she's got a fucking cackle of a laugh, by the way. Anyways, I digress. Sounds like you want to fuck her. I'd fuck her and leave her in a ditch. But that's about it. Anyways, so fucking retard, the guy she's dating, that's Mr. Simp, goes to me, is that a real sword? And I go, yeah. I said, it's unsharpened, but I can fucking run you through with it. Oh, that's a real sword. I'm like, why would I have a fucking plastic sword? And then I said, another guy chimed up, that's fucking awesome, man. I go, yeah. I said, it's for when I run out of bullets. Oh, anyways, so Widow and I, but mainly it's my costume that won it. She looked beautiful. She had an excellent dress on and stuff. But like I said, all the compliments from the judges were, my God, what an excellent outfit that is. That must have taken some time. Like I said, full regalia. Nice fucking sword. Dagger. Nice belt. Side satchel. Just the whole fucking nine yards, man. Man, it was heavy. Nice Templar sword, by the way. Now, do I believe in the Templars? Am I affiliated with them? No, not at all. Potentially, are they misguided and potentially evil? Yes. Who knows? Don't care. So, I win a $50 gift certificate for first place. Awesome, right? Then another buddy comes and joins us at the table, and I'm talking to Widow, and I say, hey, you want to play some pull tabs? Sure. Throw in some money. Fucking. Okay, how much should we throw in? We threw in 20 each, right? So that's 40 bucks. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to go up and buy some tickets. About $100 worth. More than I usually spend, but it's okay. Because you didn't hear the story about before where I won 450 bucks. Anyways, I throw 100 in. She gives me 50 because we're going halvesies. She pulls 100. I pull a 200. And then we pull some chump change out of there. Give the chump change. Take the 300 out. Give her 150 back. I get 150. Boom. Up. So one $50 gift certificate for free drinks. Won cash, had a great time, drove around the goat yesterday. By the way, I took the goat out. What a beautiful fucking day it was. And I drove it around, just getting used to the shifting, cranking it down. There's a bunch of people with rice burner machines, you know, they think they're fast, and they go, nyeh. And so they're coming up to me, and they go, nyeh. And I go, and I fucking just blow past them. Now, mind you, for me, it's not about that. It's not about accolades and all. It's nice when you get accolades. It really is. I gotta tell you, I fucking enjoy driving that car. I enjoy shifting it, learning how it feels. Just kind of becoming one with the machine as you're going down the road. Sweet box. So, anyways, we have a good night last night, have some drinky drinks, and get back to my place. Kind of tired. Do a little crashy, have a little boom chicka wah wah in the morning, because that's always nice. Morning sex, I like it. Evening sex, I like it. Nooners, I like them. Hey, what are you saying there? You like sex all the time? Sure. One, you know, most of the time it's good. Sometimes I'm not in the mood. Hey, baby, I'm not in the mood for pillow talk. It is what it is. But anyways, we run up to like a Costco place and get some shit. I am stocking up again. Yes, I'm getting more stuff for when my folks get here. And the move-in date is this week. So I'm not going to tell you what day it is, but this week my folks are in. And that's going to be an interesting transition back to living with people when I've been alone for a couple years now. And I like my alone time. But, like I said, I love my parents. They need me. I will not forsake them. What do we got? We're in the... Let's not count today. I got 30, 31, 38 days approximately, something like that, whatever, until I lose my job. Unless some kind of shit comes in. Now, yes, your buddy could file a religious exemption or go out and try to get a medical exemption. But you know what? I'm of the opinion, go fuck yourself. I don't need that. I just need me to say, go fuck yourself. I retain my power. I'm not giving it up to a second, third party to say, we don't think you have enough religious conviction. Or, we think your doctor's wrong. Really? Are you my medical doctor, motherfucker? Are you my religious leader? No, I'm my own religious leader. I follow certain doctrines. But anyways, what else? Oh, there was something that I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So I had an interview with another company, Wednesday of last week, something like that. I can't even fucking remember. I don't care. And talked to the guy. He's like, give me a quick call. I want to talk to you for a bit. So I call him. Turns out to be like a half an hour, 40-minute phone call. And he's like, you know, you're really interested and stuff. And I said, listen, here's my situation. I have the next week and a couple days off to get my parents moved in. Because, you know what? They need my help. I'm not going to abandon my folks. And I am really busy at this point in time. I said, I talked to my buddy and I said, hey, are you hiring over there? And all of a sudden, bam, 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 you guys are calling me left and right. I know. You need somebody of my caliber over there. I do. But right now, I'm not in a position to make a move. I was just like, hey, how you doing? So I talked to this guy, and he's like, so why are you thinking about moving? I'm like, because they're going to mandate. And I said, I didn't say the word fucking, by the way. I said, nobody has control over my life except for me. I said, you know, I appreciate that you guys are interested. I really do. But I'm going to make a move when it's fitting for me. And I am not putting anything in my body, be it a fucking dildo, a vaccine, or whatever, without my consent. And no, your buddy Talio does not put dildos inside his body. Faggots. Anyways, fucking faggot! Pop says, faggots! I talked to the guy and I said, my resume's not even up to date. I gotta work on that. I gotta get, I've been working here for a long time. I'm not a quitter and all this stuff. Well, apparently I had a great fucking interview with this guy. He's like, well, you know, I'm really interested. You get me that information as soon as you can and stuff. I'm like, yeah, when I get to it, I'm really busy. So where are you going with this fucking story, retard? Listen, I'm getting there. I get an email on Friday saying, hey, you know, I'd really like to talk to you again. Do you have any time on Monday? Part of me is like, okay, if they weren't interested, it'd be crickets chirping, right? They're fucking desperate over there. If the guy's fucking reaching out to me and I told him, hey, I don't care if I have to say, welcome to Walmart. I've set myself up. I've lived a good life. I want to work. I enjoy working and I enjoy what I do. But ain't nobody, I didn't say the word ain't. I said, there's nobody that's going to tell me what I need to do. All right? So, fucker emails me. Now, he's a nice guy, so fucker might be a little impertinent on this. But I'll just use fucker for brevity's sake. Fucker emails me on Friday and says, hey, I'd really like to talk to you again. Can you give me a call on Monday? I'm thinking to myself, did I not make myself fucking clear how busy I am? What? He asked me also what I wanted for a salary. You know, what are you thinking about salary-wise? I told him it's going to be definitely, I'm not going to say it to you guys, but it's a good chunk of change. I said, it's going to be over this amount. And he's like, well, okay. You know, so now, because you pissed me off, it's going to be even a little bit more. But why would the guy fucking email me and say, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you again, because he's trying to lock me in. But I tell you, I'm not going from one stressful situation to another. Somebody's yelling outside. Shut up, motherfuckers! It's obviously Halloween, so trick-or-treat, bitches. And, so we'll see how that goes. What else? Oh, yeah, I think I already mentioned this. I took the goat over. I gave my folks a ride in it. My dad, he's not doing too well. Also at the watering hole, my buddy, Army, his dad passed away last night. And he was kind of in a foul mood. Didn't say a goddamn thing. And he just stormed out of there. Well, I get it now. It's too bad. I like him. I said, are you doing okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Can I help you in any way? There's nothing I can really say, man. But can I help you in any way? No, but I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, good guy. A little quick to temper. But definitely. This is a guy. This is the fucking guy who I called up and I said, hey man, I need a favor. I need you to help me with the goat for a minute. Fucking over at my place in 15 minutes. Took him 2 minutes to help me out, get done what I needed to do. Good fucking guy. And this is why, when you can, you pay shit forward. I was over having a smoke, drinking a beer, and hanging out over at Army's place. We hang over at Army and Marine's place, right? Marine's place is, we just hang out in his garage. Army, he's got a nice fucking deck off, stone deck type thing off the back of his sliding glass door. However, there was a big fucking gap there. So he asked me if I could whip together something for him. I told you this story before. I whipped together a fucking step and I had it for him the next day. I went over there. He told me about it. I went the next day. I measured it up. The next day I had it done, brought it over. Boom, it's in. So you do what you say you're going to fucking do. And more than likely people recognize that and go, fuck yeah, you need a hand, I'll give you a hand. The ones that don't, fuck them, cast them aside. Now, I'm stepping out into the garage because I don't smoke in the house. Smoking in the garage. Ooh, look at that beautiful goat right there. Hey, baby. No, you're not going to see any hidden videos of Taugiel fucking the goat tailpipe. But that is a beautiful car, and I like it. Yes. Oh, so I went up to the watering hole today, and, you know, previous Blondie, not widow, but previous Blondie, she's got some friends up there. Goddamn Spygate, I tell ya. So, they're fucking up there, and they're all looking at me, and I'm just thinking to myself, go fuck yourself, you fucking whores. Go fuck yourself. So, anyways, having a good time, talking to another woman that's up there. She likes me. She's older. She's married, though. No, I know. No, listen, I know. Rings don't plug holes. But you know what? I got standards. She is a beautiful woman, though. Great time. Won a bunch of money. Won the costume contest. Everybody's fucking going off on, you're so goddamn lucky all the time. Oh, I even went up to the pull tab booth today. Play a little bit. And the pull tab lady that was behind there, she goes, you're fucking lucky all the time. Well, I saw that you were sitting at the table with the judges. I'm like, they weren't sitting at my table. They were sitting at the table next to me. I've never met them. Don't know who they are. Didn't even talk to them. Just introduced myself to them. Hey, how you doing? I didn't even know they were the fucking judges. So, boom, go fuck yourself, you jealous cunt. Anyways, I tell you, when you're winning, people want you to fail. They want you to fail. I got to tell you, I feel blessed because I win. Yeah, I have my losses here and there, but holy shit. I am up so far, it's not even funny. Now, you got to understand, life is a roller coaster ride. You're going to have your ups and downs, all right? And sometimes it's a lot of fucking downs, and I've been there and I've had them. But I am riding a pretty damn good high. And I know that, well, it is my hopes. It is my hopes that God is on my side. Because I fear God and I live a decent life. Okay? There's so much more to it than that. But anyways, I won't go into those things right now. Well, it sounds like you might have had a little drinky or two today. Yeah, I've had a couple drinks, but it's all right. You're a fucking drunk, Taugiel. All you do is get on here when you've had a couple drinks and fucking spout off. No. Not every time. Am I inebriated? No. Do I have a slight buzz? Yes, I do. I'm sure you've heard the slur in my voice before when I've had a little too much to drink. Right now, I'm all right. Got a little buzz, having a little smoke, and probably going to have one more drink. I don't have to work at all this week, tomorrow. Oh, by the way, just to let you know. So I worked on cleaning that tank, and it's pretty good for the 72 CB350 Honda cycle I got. I'm going to pay the $180. I'm going to take it in, and I'm going to have them renew the tank. I've looked at the videos and shit, and they make it spotless in there. And then they do a spray-on coating, and it lasts for years and years. So I'm not going to waste any more time. I did get the seal for it, kick ass. Bring it in, get that fucking done. Get the other things on it. So this spring, you know, should your buddy Taugiel be still living, I got a fully functional cycle. I got my goat, Got a couple other vehicles. Got my camper. Got fucking canoes galore. I got two canoes and a kayak. Well, it sounds like you're just fucking hoarding shit. Yeah, I got a full freezer too, bitches, and a full pantry. You know what? You gotta not be indentured to other people. And if it means that you got to eat some shit sandwiches for a while to not be indentured to other people, you fucking do it. You do it. I can go without a job for probably 2 years right now, which would be fine. Do I want to? No. If they say, go fuck yourself, you won't take our death jab, your buddy's going on unemployment. If they want to fuck me out of unemployment, then I'll go find a job. Hey, welcome to Walmart or whatever. It ain't going to be Walmart because they'll require you to take a fucking jab. All this shit's coming to a head. It's coming to a head pretty goddamn soon. Either global communism's going to roll in or it's time to grab the rifle and do some killing. It's basically what's going to boil down to, because I will be no man's bitch. I will be a servant to God. I will worship God, but I will be not a bitch to any man on this planet. Nobody has a divine right to rule over me except for God himself, follower of Christ, who leads to God. But anyways, oh yeah, by the way, I saw that Amir is bye-bye the United States. You know, good for you, buddy. I'm glad you're out of here. I'm not leaving. I'm here until the end. I live on the outskirts of a metropolitan area. It's going to get hairy. It's going to get interesting. I like the fact that most of the people they're killing off are the slave class. The ones that are the fucking libtards. The ones that line up willingly to take the death shots. Ones like me, people like me, fuck no. They're going to have a hell of a fight on their hands at the end there. There's going to be casualties, there always are. Ain't going to live forever. And if I happen to make it through, whoop-de-fucking-do. You live a little bit longer, whoop-de-do. I have been trying my best to enjoy life. Enjoy the things that I have worked for, that God has graced me with. Because, again, I've said this before, long time ago. One of my favorite sayings is an old Bedouin saying. It's trust in God, but tie up your camel. Meaning, you still got to put in the fucking work, man. You still got to do in the work. And if you have faith, trust, obedience, fear, those things where it humbles a man, doesn't mean you're going to live an awesome fucking life. It is the best way to live. Because no man can be your master when you live like that. Your master is God. And I got to tell you that when I started living my life like that, ain't no man or woman on this planet that has any power over me. You retain your power to act and do what you need to do. And from guidance from above, you'll do the right thing. It's not easy. Trust me. It ain't easy. So, where else do I want to go? You know, it's just been a fucking great weekend. What can I say? I've had a good time with Widow, good time with buddies. Another buddy was up at the watering hole tonight. I really like him. He invited me to go down to Arizona with him, well, him and his woman, and hang out. There's this car show called Barrett Jackson. It's a auction, and it's in January. You know, my buddy, the one that I got the goat from, the mechanic, he He goes to Barrett all the time. And he's actually got a home in Arizona as well as where we're at. Yes, I'm having another one. Might as well while I'm out here. So, you know, your buddy might be taking a trip down to Arizona, and I know what you're thinking. I know who it is and what you're thinking. Yes, if I'm down there in the end of December, January, we ain't too far away from each other. Gonna give you a call. We'll hook up in person. You get to hang out with your buddy, Tao Gal. And on the flip side of that, I get the privilege of hanging out with you. We get to meet in person and enjoy each other's company. And we'll see how it goes, man. We'll see how it goes. Again, my buddy's like, you're going to fly down there? I'm like, fuck no, I ain't flying. My flying days are done. I'll drive down there. What is it, about X number of hours? Yeah, it's about that. I'm like, I'll fucking drive down there. And so, yeah, fuck. Drive down there. Hang out for a week or so. Especially if I'm unemployed, I'll fucking drive down there. You got it. And after I get my folks settled in here, see ya. Here's some shit for the crock pot. Feed yourselves, water yourselves, and call sibling if you got a problem. Because I got to go for a little bit. I still have to live my own life, okay? I want to take care of you. I want to help you. But I also have things in my life that I want to accomplish, do, meet people, do things. I will give you what help I can. There you go. So your buddy might be down in Arizona in January. End of December. Any other guys down in that area and maybe want to meet your buddy Tao Gal, you let me know. Send me a private IM. But no cameras, no pictures. I'll wear a mask. I still want to preserve my anonymity. I'm just some dumb fucking guy out here in the world. You guys know that. I got no ulterior motives other than telling you that the system is rigged against you. It's fucked. It's trying to get you, make you a slave. Don't be that slave. Don't do it. Live your life. Work within your means. If it means eating shit sandwiches, eat a few fucking shit sandwiches and learn to like it. And then free yourself from the bondage of others that might have this undue power over you. Yeah, just fucking live your life, man. Enjoy it. Don't fuck people over. Live a good, decent life. Let no man rule over you, but be guided by God and Christ or Muhammad if you're Muslim. I know. Listen, I'm not going to get into theological bullshit here about, oh, you know, Muhammad's the way, Jesus is the way, blah, blah. No, no, no. You go your own way. This is the art of going your own way. You go in your own way, I'm going mine. With that said, and no, I'm not going to continue on after this. It's done. This is long enough as it is. What are we on? 33 fucking minutes? Gentlemen. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace, be good to each other, work with each other, cut the ones out of your life that are fucking retards. Cheers.